Have you guys ever received a letter? I know in this day we probably don't use snail mail. The only snail mail you get is probably spam. But sometimes I enjoy receiving letters, handwritten letters. I have some letters that I keep back home just from high school, you know, friends who are studying abroad. They write letters. And whenever I receive one, whenever I read it, it's like the person is right there, right? I don't try to pick up information from that. You know, like, what do you want to tell me? Because then they probably just send me an email. But as I read it, it's like the person is speaking, and I can pick up something from that person, even that very person's being. Well, the Bible is God's letter to us. And in the context of the divine romance, it's even His love letter to us. But the Bible, the same Bible, can be different to do different people, depending on our attitude when we come to the Word. If our attitude in coming to the Word is to receive information and to receive knowledge, the Word will only kill us. But if we come with the attitude of coming to the Lord, of taking it as our spiritual food, and of transferring the Word into the Spirit will be alive to us, and it will nourish us. Right, so we can come to the Word, and sometimes I feel like it helps, even it helps to open our being, to open our spirit, and to exercise our spirit to pray to the Lord. It might even help to audibly tell the Lord, Lord, I just open my being to You. As I come to the Word, I like to seek You in the Word. Lord, even read with me. Be with me as I read the Word. In this way, as we read, the Lord might touch on something, or we might have inspiration, or a sense within. And we don't need to compose something, but we can just speak according to that inspiration or sense that the Lord gives us. And as we respond in this way, He might speak back to us. And in this way, we transfer the Word into the Spirit. The way is by praying, but this prayer doesn't have to be a composition or something formal. But we can just speak to the Lord in a spontaneous way, like we speak to someone who's close to us, like we speak to a loved one. And in this way, we can touch Him, and it can become our life supply. And we can receive Him. And this is what He wants. Right? He wrote it to us to convey all His feeling, and He wants to speak to us. And if we come to Him with the attitude, Lord, what do You have for me right now? What do You have for me today? He'll speak to us. But if you're going through the Word and you feel like, or a certain section and you're not getting anything, it's okay to keep on going. You know, the Bible is a feast. And you don't need to feel obligated to force something there, like you're chewing on a bone without meat. But there's a feast, you know, in the Bible, and you're just chewing on your little bone. You can just go on to the next portion. And you know, I was just thinking, you know, a lot of times in the Bible, I see two things that recur a lot. Promises that the Lord gives us, and then things that you could take as requirements or commandments, which really are also promises. You know, like in Matthew 28:20, the Lord says, I will be with you all the days. You know, you could read that and say, Lord, thank You. You are with me every day. Thank You, You're with me good days, bad days. Mundane days. You're with me today. Lord, be with me. I like to be with You. Or this morning I was reading John 17. This is the eternal life, that you may know Him, the only true God. Lord, I just like to know You. I don't want to know about You. I don't want to know anything else. I just want to know You. I want to know how You are, what You like, what You don't like, Your tendencies, Your ways. I just want to know You. Or you might read something that's, you would take it as a commandment or requirement. Like, you shall have no other gods before you. Or, love your brother. Or love your enemies. And the Lord might lead you to respond, Lord, there is no way I can do this. I have no capacity to do this. But Lord, thank You. Even though this is a requirement, this is also a promise. Lord, come in. Do this in me and through me. And in this way, we can take the Bible as our food. And I appreciated the word from our brother yesterday that we can practice, right? This is a practice. It might not happen the first time, but as we practice, our expectation in coming to the Word will not be to gain knowledge, but to receive life every time we come.
Praise the Lord. Did you catch all these points earlier from David? Really, we're taking the Word, receive it through prayer, right? Having a casual conversation with the Lord. That is just prayer reading. You're not composing any kind of formal prayer, but you're using the Word to pray it back to the Lord. And His speaking will become so real and fresh to you. No longer the Word becomes the letter, but something that gives life. My burden this morning is that we will really practice, all of us can really take this way, to pray reading the Word, receiving light from the Word. In Jeremiah 15:16, the prophet Jeremiah said, "Your words were found, and I studied them." No, your words were found, and I ate them.
Amen.
Oh, wow, but if you go back to the first phrase, "Your words were found," so how did Jeremiah find his words? He must be in the Word, right? In order to find the Word. So every morning, we need to be in the Word. Okay, and then our attitude comes as not of trying to study and memorize or analyze. But no, we want to come to the Bible as a feast. Just like Jeremiah did, he ate it. He took it in as his nourishment. Really, the Christian life, it's about enjoying the Lord, right? And we can enjoy the Lord in His Word, right? He became so available to us, and we have to take this practice, the healthy practice of converting Word to life, right? And in John 6, we pray read that verse, John 6:63, really is a great revelation, right? I feel like even before that verse, beginning of chapter 6, He fed the 5,000. He revealed to His disciples, "I'm the bread of life." 57 says, "He who eats me shall live because of me." And I feel like everything was leading up to this one revelation, and that is 63. Oh, the flesh profits nothing. The words I've spoken to you are spirit and are life. So, believe me when I say every verse in the Bible is a capsule of life. It contains, it's full of life. And the way to break that capsule actually is to use our spirit. To use our spirit to read the Word. So maybe you've never heard this before or you're kind of new to this, but it's really just taking the verse and pray over it. What He has spoken to you, you can pray it back to Him. Right? And wasn't this morning great? Our exercise praying over this verse. Didn't you get something out of it? Amen. So did I. It's very rich. Okay, and then some of the practical points when you come to the Word, like Brother Davis shared, it's something that you're going over this verse, praying over it, and some words that maybe it just jumps at you. It's okay to stay there and to chew on it, to linger, to muse on this word. Oh, life. The Spirit gives life. Lord, I need more life. Life!
Amen.
You know, this, you can really can get all the nourishment out of the Word in this way. It's very rich. And okay, if there's nothing there, no inspiration, you can go on to the next verse. But I would say, don't be ambitious to take a whole chapter, the prayer read a whole chapter in one morning. It's okay to stop at a verse or two to enjoy it. Okay. And really, you know, how good would it be if you go back to your university and colleges, your days are filled with the Word. Every morning you wake up, you enjoy a Word. And I believe this, if you take this verse, one verse a day, that will really sustain you. Because that was your breakfast. That was your spiritual breakfast. And maybe your day in your classes, you're maybe going through some difficult situation, but because you have the Word in you, you allow the Lord to speak to you again in His Word. You might be in a dark situation. 2 Corinthians 4:6, you know, maybe you pray with that verse. Because of the God who said, "Oh, speak to me right now.
Amen.
Out of the darkness, light shall shine."
Amen.
Shine in my heart today.
Amen.
Shine right now. Right? So the Word is able to cut straight, and, you know, and shine in you. So You never know what verse, that you got into you can come back to you and supply you. And that really, right, the logos became the rhema. And you got some nourishment from that. So anyway, praise the Lord in the training, or being trained, to practice really to take the word in. We want to give you more time this morning actually to be in with the Lord, to be in His Word. So there's no, any kind of, way to stance, but you know, whatever the Lord leads, and but we encourage you to take a verse or two to pray over it, to be with the Lord. So, anyway, praise the Lord for this healthy practice.
Amen.
Amen. We can all practice, endeavor to enjoy the Lord and His Word. So what time should they come back? Right now it's 8:10. Give them a little bit more time to 8:35. How about 30 minutes? 8:35. Okay? Praise the Lord.